You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The headline offers, Nicholas Bentner to score and Denmark to win in the 90 is 4-1. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score and Sweden to win in 90 minutes is in the betting at 6-1. Robbie Savage got this one spot on in the first leg, put up Sweden to win with an Ibrahimovic goal, which was 7-2 in the reverse fixture. It's 6-1 on this occasion, and they've got him. So they've, even if they go behind in this match, they will anticipate a moment of magic from Ibrahimovic.
Well, it sounds really, really boring, and like I've done no research whatsoever, but the price is big.
It's very big.
Because if you went to anyone who knows a little bit about football, let's say Mark Walton, then you would go, well, Zlatan, he's brilliant. And it sounds so obvious, but he is. And that headline offer in the first leg was such a huge price.
Yeah.
And I think we'll have a similar story here. I think we'll have plenty of goals. I'm surprised both teams to score is even money. Over 2.5 is 5-4. I think they're both good bets, to be honest. I think there will be goals. It had everything, that first game. It was a really good game to watch. You had a bit of drama. You had good goals. You had a fantastic save from Kasper Schmeichel from an Ibrahimovic free kick, where he just blasted it from 20 yards. Fantastic stop. But it was a really, really good game to watch. And I think this could be the same. Denmark grabbed that late goal, and that really just opens it up here.
Well, definitely.
Makes for an absolutely fantastic second leg. It's fascinating how it's priced up as well. I don't think Denmark at 6-5 are great value, I must say, but I'm taking the outright out of this completely. I just think there'll be plenty of goals. I couldn't put you off the headline offer with Ibrahimovic. Probably could put you off the one with Nicholas Bentner to score, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
But
I don't think you'd have to work hard to put people
off. No, probably not. Although he does have a decent record for Denmark, it has to be said.
Yeah.
This is my best bet of the day.
Okay.
My nap. Well, I say of the day.
Of the podcast.
Right. In Denmark's last 14 games, that's in qualification and in friendlies, they've scored in 7 of those 14 games. So only half, which isn't fantastic. So already you might be going, don't like where this is going. But in all of those 7 games where they scored between 80 minutes and full time.
Right, okay.
Not the only goal in the game, but they did score at that time, including in the first leg here.
Yes.
So just to reiterate that, they, in the last 14 games, they've scored in 7 of those games, but in all 7, there has been a goal from the 80th minute to full time for Denmark. Not just in the match, just for Denmark. 9-4 that happens here.
Right, okay.
Best bet of the podcast for me. If it
Very
keeps
nice.
Happening, why won't it happen again? You've also got a Denmark side here who needs to score to go through, which goes without saying. There's every chance that in the last half an hour of this game, it's going to be very open. We're going to see plenty of goals. There's plenty of markets when you look at goal time that you can get involved with here. It could be a bet that you go for live.
I do like that, because the likelihood is, when we're talking about this match, pre-match, the likelihood is that Denmark are going to be attacking at that point
in
the match.
And even if Sweden are 1-0 up, Denmark know they have to go for it. They need to score twice.
Yeah.
I think it's a really, really good price, to be honest. And you get more, this is sounding a bit pernickety, you get more time for your money as well. You know, if you're backing a player from the 61st minute to the 75th, this is 76th to full time. If you're getting 5 minutes stoppage time,
yes,
value 5 minutes there.
9-4, the yes for the to be a Denmark goal in this 76 minute to full time. If you're looking for that market on the William Hill website, find the match. You'll see all the tabs at the top of your screen, and you need to click on the goal time tab. 26 markets currently available on Denmark versus Sweden. Scroll down, have a look at that. Denmark goal from 76 minute to full time.
And maybe if there's a market live for 80th minute to full time,
yes,
that's the actual stat, not 76 to full time. So I said value. You're getting your value 5 minutes. Maybe there's a dead 5 minute period just before that. So, I just think it's a really, really good bet. They do need to score. That's the key. In half of the games that I mentioned, they haven't actually scored.
Yes.
But if you think Denmark will score in this game, which I do, then stats-wise, has to be a play.
And from a human interest point of view here, Denmark boss Morten Olsen, this is his last championship in charge, so if they don't qualify here, this will be his last competitive game in charge of Denmark. And when you consider he's been around for a long, long time now on the international scene, 66 years old, Olsen, I think the players will want to perform for him. And he's mentioned how that during his time as national coach, they've qualified for major tournaments at home three times, and how doing it in front of those home fans is special. The upset, Denmark to qualify for the championships 11-8. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult to recommend that, given that Sweden have the outstanding world-class player on the pitch.
They do. They also have the lead going into it. I think that's the key. Because if they can't defend, they're going to struggle here. But I think they'll have just about enough. Not enough for me to tip up the 8-15 on them to qualify. But like I said, I would just take the result out of it. I think if you're intent on going for a result, why not go for match result and both teams to score?
Yes.
19-5 for Denmark, 6-1 for Sweden, or both score no draw. Yes, 9-4. I don't mind that either. But just very quickly, going back to the... I'm not going to keep going on about this bet, Dave, but I do like it a lot. I mentioned it's been 14 games. The 15th game, if you like, 15 games ago, which was when Denmark did score, but it wasn't in the late stage of the game. The game after that, or before that, as it were, was against Sweden. 93rd minute winner, 1-0, Daniel Agger penalty.
Very nice. Denmark versus Sweden on Tuesday night. Denmark 6-5, draw 23-10, and Sweden 23-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.